The tough thing if you're coaching, be it at Akron or Kent or any of the MAC schools, is your regular season almost becomes meaningless. If they don't win the MAC tournament, in other words, if they don't have a good 3 days, they're not going to the NCAA tournament.
That's it.
That's it. And that's the case in many other conferences around the country, too. So it does this kind of, you know, make or break thing, makes these tremendous tournaments for the conferences. But then they sit there and they all go in a room. We've got 68 slots to fill.
For the NCAA tournament.
Exactly. And Amanda, here's the thing to remember. The teams that end up playing for it, it's going to be Kansas or Villanova or somebody like that.
What you would call a powerhouse school.
Right. The guys that are in the top 20 all year, the championship team is going to come out of that group. I mean, 99% of the time, that's what happens. So we're really talking about the last 15 slots or so. They're called the at-large bids. Mm-hmm. And they sit there and they have this thing for the longest time. It's called the RPI system. It was one of these stat things. And it was the considered kind of the gold standard. It's almost like golf. You want to shoot a low number.
Right.
Akron's RPI is 34 for this year. That's telling you, according to this system, of all the Division I teams, 340 Division I teams in the country, according to their stats, Akron's the 34th best team.
So that's pretty good.
Right. And it should have been, how many, they picked 68 teams.
So they should have been the 34th.
They should have been in. But Akron was passed over. In fact, the team in front of them was St. Bonaventure, a number 30 team. They were passed over because they're in the Atlantic 10, and St. Bonaventure is one of the smallest schools, and it's way up in upstate New York, you know.
Okay.
But the thing is, if you were to pit St. Bonaventure against Duke, you know, or Akron against Kansas or somebody like that, other than the fans in the stands who are for those schools,
right,
they would immediately adopt St. Bonaventure or Akron.
And that's what's so much of the fun of the NCAA tournament is to root for some of those underdogs.
And so why not, you know, reward them as opposed to some team that was 19-12 in the Big Ten? I mean, the most outrageous one, Syracuse, big basketball name, great program. Not this year.
19-13 was their
right
record.
But you can say, well, maybe they got hot at the end. No, they lost five of their last six.
But they're in.
They're in. Their RPI is 72. It's just like we're taking Vanderbilt and some of these other teams that, frankly, are just not that good.
Why don't some of these teams speak up and say something needs to change here?
Well, they argue and that. And Dan Brown said he doesn't know whether he's supposed to call people on the committee and lobby for it, or will that make it worse?
Keith Dan Brown, the coach of Akron.
Exactly. And it's not like Akron came out of nowhere. You know, the Zips have been to the NCAA tournament three times. They've won at least 21 games in the last 11 seasons under Dan Brott. Akron's had trouble in the NCAA. The 3 years they've got in, they've gotten knocked out. But I guess my argument is there'll be a lot of Big Ten teams, whatever, they're going to lose in the first round too. I am just astounded. But this year, this is the highest rating Akron ever had for an RPI that they didn't make it.
It's almost like, what more can Akron do to try and secure one of these at-large bids? They had a bad night on Saturday and lose a game, and then that's the end.
Right, and they lost by two in the last second shot. It wasn't like they went out and lost by 20.
Right.
If Akron gets in and Tulsa or Syracuse doesn't make it, I got news. Syracuse or Tulsa, we're not going to win the NCAA tournament this year. It's not like you're taking out a team that's going to likely win the NCAA and replace them with a mid-major, who had a very, very good year and just had a bad night in their conference finals. Fans love upsets. Upsets are good for the tournament. They're good for ratings. But when those guys from the NCAA get in that room, the elitist attitude rules.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.